going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got this Drew Holiday thing coming up here in just a moment. Lyman wants to trade Darius Garland for a 67-year-old guard. So this is going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
70. I think he's 70.
Okay. So we'll get into that here in a moment. Just to put a bow on the whole Caleb Williams thing. Would you, by the way, if you were Caleb Williams' dad, would you have done all this? So, I don't think I would want to talk to an author and put it all in a book. I did not think I'd want to do that.
Why are you telling anybody this? The only concentrated effort you have to make, like, you tell the Bears, do not draft me. We do not want to be drafted. Trade this pick. We are not going to set foot in Chicago. Well, they weren't willing to do that. So guess what? You're a Chicago Bear now. You do wonder, like, what could they have connived their way to? What could they have strategized?
Well, didn't he say he was going to go to the UFL?
There was a conversation to have.
That's what I love. Like, I'm going to take my talents to another league. Okay. Like if Victor Wembanyama said, I'm going to go play overseas instead, and there would have been opportunities for him. He could have made a lot of money. Guess what? We wouldn't have cared.
And eventually he would have come back to the
NBA. None of us were going to take time to watch him in another league. It all would have been contaminated. We would have always said, you're not playing against the best of the best. So True. Who cares? Who cares? True. You're amazing talent. The NBA can live without you. Just like the NFL can live without anybody. If tomorrow Patrick Mahomes went to the UFL, okay, yeah. Would the UFL gain some fans? Sure. Guess how many games I would watch? The first one. That's it. And then what? I'd see him dominate this league.
And that's only because he's a proven star.
Yes.
We're talking about a rookie.
It's a great point.
I would go watch Mahomes because I know what it is, but overall, the product's horrible.
But that doesn't still stop me from having to agree with Carl Williams, and let me tell you why. Because the things that I worry about happen. I want people to go... I don't want to tell anybody to go anywhere but the Odyssey app. Read the article. Read the book. Because this is why, if somebody brought up Ken, you hate Hugh Jackson, but you want to keep Kevin Stefanski during all this? No. Go back and check any tape you want. I did not want Hugh Jackson fired in 2018. If you were going to let him go, you let him go after 2017. I did not want to let him go in 2018 because I did not want to have happen what could have happened to Baker Mayfield, where you live a half of a season, or what did happen with Baker Mayfield, where you live a half of a season, you put it all on him, and then he ended up picking goofballs to be your head coach, and then basically almost ruining his career, and then we set sail for everything else that we set sail for. And what happened to Caleb Williams? Because in this article is about Caleb Williams. They didn't talk to me about watching film with him. I watch film by myself. I was in the facility by myself watching film in one of their big theater things that they have there. Caleb Williams by himself. Why? Because you fired Matt Eberflus halfway through the season. And so coaches start to think about their own jobs and their own future and where they're going to go. They're thinking about their next stop. Because when you fire a coach, then everybody else, they become a free agent at the end of the year. And maybe the new coach will keep one or two of you, but more than likely, no. So they got their own things to figure out. So now it becomes every man for himself. You think they care about Caleb Williams at that time? Their family's asking where they're going to move. They're hitting the phones, talking to other coaches, talking to other head coaches, what opportunities they can get. college, pro, whatever it might be. I don't want that to happen to Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. You got two guys who you took day two and day three. I don't want that to happen to either one of those guys. You boot Kevin Stefanski, then what do you do? All right, we'll make Bill Musgrave the head coach, well, the interim head coach. Well, he ain't going to be the head coach to begin 2026. Neither would Tommy Rees. So now I put these guys behind the eight ball again. I'm just doing the same thing. So I totally agree with what Carl Williams, I don't know if I would have done it to that level and been that nasty about it. And I sure as hell wouldn't want it in any book at this time with my kids going into the second year of his NFL career. But man, I'd probably feel the same way. And yeah, I know where I broadcast from and I know what my team's record's been over the last umpteen years. But it is odd that that's how Bernie landed here.
Yeah.
Was he...
Boy, you know what?
Did everything he could to strong-arm the draft.
That is so funny. Like, if that happened today, is Bernie Kosar, like, one of the more talked-about, polarizing, maybe even hated guys in sports? If he got to direct his way to a team, but, you know, the other teams didn't get that player?
That'd be...
Isn't that crazy to think about?
That'd be a big-ass conversation. You want Drew Holiday on this basketball team.
So I said,
Are you fully all in?
No, I wouldn't say I'm fully all in. I said, you know, I brought up his name a year ago because you could see the writing was on the wall.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boston was going to have trouble keeping everybody. And now Boston's definitely going to shed some contracts and make some moves and tinker with their roster. Now, forget about like the viability. There was a three-team trade was what Bobby Marks told us yesterday. But he brought up Drew Holiday, and I'm like, man, I've brought him up in the past. No doubt Holiday is starting to be on the downside of his career. He turns 35 in June. But it was a bigger picture question. We keep talking about toughness. Man, every Cavs player and coach talked about toughness on the way out the door. So how do you make the Cavs better? Is it talent? I don't think it's talent. I think the Cavs have plenty of talent. In fact, you know, depending on who wins the championship, like the Cavs might have more talent. If the Denver Nuggets win game 7 and end up winning the championship, I think the Cavs have more talent than the Nuggets. I mean, I don't think that's that controversial. So it's not a talent question. What it is at this point is a toughness question. It is a viability of your postseason roster and starting group. Like, those are the questions we start to ask. It's not talent, but it's match. It's whether it's a good match, whether it makes sense, if they're cohesive enough, whether they solve all the problems, the playoff gauntlet of four rounds, you know, that you need to solve. And what they don't have right now, they don't have toughness. They don't have a lot of, honestly, they don't have a lot of deep playoff experience on this team. I think Tristan is number one and number two is Max Strus. So you're not very seasoned.
Wow.
And then you have the small backcourt, we know. We know we have the duplication of positions with your big men. So how do you solve some of that? I mean, we know that Evan Mobley, his role is only going to increase. So do you need two shot-taking guards when Evan Mobley needs to get shots. I do think Evan Mobley did not get enough shots in that round. Like, there's nobody that could guard him, but yet I watched...
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you there.
Yet I watched Donovan Mitchell take, 11 threes a game? Was it more than that? How many did Donovan take? And obviously he got to the foul line, thank goodness. And Darius Garland just chucking shots, who wasn't even healthy. Does that happen if Evan Mobley had made even more of a leap?
I can't meet you on this. I can't meet you on this. 216-474-0092. Would you take Drew Holiday over Darius Garland? The poll that Lyman ran says yes, that you guys would.
I said, who would you trust? Who would you rather have in a playoff series this year? By the way.
Well, you'd go to the playoffs with either or. So if you went and got Drew Holiday, like that.
They could win 50 games without Garland.
I would love to get into the red tape with you and start to say, well, actually, and do all that about the regular season. But you would win 50 games.
Or
you
close
would
go to the playoffs. If you were healthy, yeah.
Yes, you would go to the playoffs if you were to make the move. So this becomes a playoff issue. And the reason I'm going to say no. I've gotten very emotional over Darius Garland. I'm not trying to try to do it again. It's that, man, I got to do it this year now. So now, if I go out and I get Drew Holiday, or I get any glue guy, as Danny Green said to the Midday Show yesterday, Odyssey NBA insider and former Cleveland Cavalier NBA champion as well. If I go out and I get any glue guy, I have to do it this year. It's not even about Donovan. You're talking about Evan Mobley. I don't fully trust Evan. It's May. They just lost. I don't fully trust Evan right now to be the best player on this team going into 2025-26. Going into next year's postseason, he has to be the best player on this basketball team, I think without a shadow of a doubt, for them to have a chance to do it. Because if they don't do it, you have just gotten significantly older, and you are going to have the bill that comes due with this. And I don't think I want to do it. I think I'd rather just stay with Darius Garland right now and find somebody else. So I'll ask you guys, 216-474-0092. We had that hypothetical that came out yesterday with Bobby Marks. He joined us on the show. And he said, if you traded for Drew Holiday in a three-team trade, you ended up with Drew Holiday and you had to move Darius Garland. Danny Green said he wouldn't do it. Lima is open to it. I don't think I would.
Well, I'm trying to find ways for the team to get tougher to be able to guard guys on the perimeter, which we do not have. Can we be honest? I mean, did you see Darius, Max, and... my God, Jared Allen try to defend. And this is the Pacers. There are better teams, or there are teams with better perimeter players that drive that can score it than this team.
216-474-0092. What would you guys do?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.